EU leaders are meeting in Brussels with conflicting views over Israel's ongoing military offensive in Gaza. A review found that Israel had breached its obligations under an agreement with the EU. Ireland is among the countries pushing for firm action, but others, including Germany, have continued to oppose this. On his way into the gathering, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said his message to other European countries was that it was time to end the war and get life-saving supplies into Gaza.
And I understand there are historical reasons why some member states have a particular perspective on this in terms of the Middle East issue. But from a humanitarian perspective, it is incomprehensible what is going on, what continues to go on, and Europe needs to really articulate that in the strongest possible way. We will be seeking to pursue mechanisms to ensure that this war stops and that humanitarian aid gets in urgently.
Well, we can go live next to Brussels and our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, when it comes to Israel and Gaza, is there any agreement today on how to proceed?
Well, the situation, Rachel, is that a review has been carried out by the European External Action Service, that's the diplomatic arm of the EU, into whether or not Israel is in compliance with Article 2 of the EU-Israel Association Agreement, and it's found that Israel is guilty of multiple breaches of that agreement, of that Article 2, which covers human rights and international humanitarian law. Now, because this is a treaty between two parties, between the EU and Israel, built into that treaty are procedures that have to be followed if one side has a grievance, and there are steps to be taken. So the EU has to inform Israel of the claim of the violation of Article 2, and then Israel has to respond, and then further steps are taken. Now, in urgent situations, the EU could suspend the agreement altogether. That's within the remit of the treaty itself. But again, that would require unanimity. And as we know, countries like Germany, Hungary, the Czech Republic have remorselessly supported Israel throughout this process, as opposed to those countries who are really now getting so frustrated that swifter and tougher action is not materialising.
There's also disagreement, Tony, about Ukraine, in particular its proposed membership of the EU.
That's right. So the European Commission last year recommended to EU leaders that Ukraine could start its accession negotiations, and that process has now got underway. It's going to be a multi-annual process whereby Ukraine would gradually come into line with the EU legislation, what's called the acquis communautaire, and that's a long and, fairly, for some countries, fairly tricky process. But the Commission's view is that Ukraine has been doing remarkably well in going through the different aspects that it has to go through. Now, at each stage along the way, member states have to give their approval to the next set of negotiations, and Hungary and Slovakia are blocking that step. And Hungary and Slovakia are also blocking the 18th sanctions package against Russia, which again will look to completely phase out Russian oil and gas imports into the European Union, as well as other tough measures. And again, this, for many other countries, this is an extremely frustrating position by Hungary and Slovakia. But that's simply the way the system works. For foreign policy, you need to have unanimity across the board. And that, I suppose, also applies to the situation in the Middle East.
At the same time, rumbling along in the background, Donald Trump's deadline for reaching a trade agreement is fast approaching. Is there any chance that a deal is on the horizon?
Well, any officials and diplomats you speak to here in Brussels say that both sides are working away at technical and official level. There have been numerous meetings now between Maroš Šefčovič, the EU's trade commissioner, and his counterparts or his interlocutors, Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, and Jameson Greer, who's the trade representative. But ultimately, it will be Donald Trump's call. And some of the irritants that have characterized this negotiation, such as US antagonism towards the EU's rules on big tech, its VAT rules and some of the restrictions on US car imports. A lot of those irritants are still there. So I think the hope is that there can be some agreement in principle by July the 9th, which is the deadline for these tariffs to take effect, something similar to what the UK has, because that was, again, an agreement in principle. A lot of the other smaller details of that agreement still have to be negotiated, and that is the expectation for the EU-US relationship trade-wise. So the EU is saying, look, if we get an agreement in principle by July the 9th, we still hold in reserve some 95 billion euro in retaliatory countermeasures that we could bring into play if that deal is not favourable over the long term.
Tony, thank you. That was our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.